Okay, we're going to discuss Tfilas Mincha. We only have a couple of days left, and although we were somewhere in the middle of the Inyan of Tzedakah, so we'll have to put that on hold. But Mincha is a very important part of the day, and just to put it into perspective a little bit, because it needs a lot of work, Tfilas Mincha, especially, and Tfilah Bechlal just needs a lot of work. The first thing one needs to know about Tfilas Mincha is the Zohar HaKadosh, which all the tzaddikim quote when it comes to Mincha, that it's a zman called Tzalalei Erev, Inan Mekatshiki De'alma V'rugzi De'din and Dizminim B'hai Shaita, that all the Mekatshigim, all the accusers, and all the difficult dinim are awakened at that time of the day. A person needs to have kavana for Mincha. So the Zohar says, B'chulu Tzalisa Boi Banash L'chav Nadayte. A person needs kavana, clarity, for every davening, but for this davening more than any of them, begin the dina shari ba'alma, because the dinim are in the world. And Yitzhak was mesakin tefilas mincha. So this concept that shacharis is a man of chesed, that Avram was mesakin tefilas shacharis, and mincha is a man of din, and Yitzhak was mesakin tefilas mincha, which is the mida of Yitzhak, which is the mida of pachad, Yitzhak of din. So this puts into perspective a little bit what it is, this tefillah of Mincha. We have to go back to the two tracks which we spoke about before. We have to remember where we're holding in our day. The entire day revolves around shacharis. Now, if a person davens a very strong shacharis, and he moves forward from there, then we spoke about that he works, and he brings his shacharis into work, and the Torah which he learns after davening, he brings it into his achila. And if a person who goes along that path, that he's mekadesh his day, and he's a person who's bechlal malin bakodesh ve'in maridin, that after shacharis, he leaves shacharis, and he's able to be male and to go up, Like we say about the korban shacharis, called an oilas tamid. Oilas tamid means that a person is always a bar aliyah, that he's male and bakoidesh, so then even his achilas don't bring him down, and going to work doesn't bring him down. But really, by the tzaddikim, who learn Torah and tefillah all day, mincha is just even higher than shacharis. It's even higher than shacharis. Whereas shacharis still is the point where the whole day revolves around that. The shacharis gives the tzaddik the strength to be mal and bakodesh and to continue learning mitzvah chamuna bitachin and to come to mincha, and for that mincha is an even higher madriga than shacharis was. Mincha is even higher than shacharis was. Now the most important ma'amakim when it comes to tefillas mincha, which the tzaddikim speak about, is that the gemara in the first perek of brachos, havizar b'tefillas mincha, be careful. And the tefillah of Mincha, Shlonan Eliyahu Ela b'tefillas Mincha. Mincha was the tefillah in which Eliyahu was answered. So you have to understand what it means that Eliyahu was answered at Mincha and what that means for us that we're mespalel Mincha. The first thing we need to know about tefillas Mincha, which is the second most important ma'amakim when it comes to Mincha, is that which Yitzchak was mesakin tefillas Mincha, as it says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basade. That sicha is a lashon tefillah, as it says, Eshboch lefanav sichi. So the idea that Yitzhak davened tefillas mincha basada, the sada is the workplace. That's where a person goes out to work. He makes his livelihood in the field. And that's the place that Yitzhak davened mincha. Many times it's true lemaisa that people don't get to shul to daven mincha. They make a minyan at work, or they sometimes even have to daven bichidis if need be. But tefillas mincha finds itself in the workplace. Now the workplace is not a place of kedusha. It's not a base knesset. It's not a base medrash. It's filled with distractions. But tefillas mincha, when we speak about that, it's a zman of dinin. The zman of dinin means that it's not in what we consider to be the gvul de kedusha. It's in the oilam hachitzoni. It's in the outside world, and a person finds a place for davening, and he finds an island. It's like an island. Tefillah is like an island of kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, that Yitzchak was able to achieve, to be kovesh that place, to find an island of kedusha, to be mespala mincha, despite the dinim and despite the machshavos zaros which are surrounding us. That's called Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada. And we find the same thing by Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi, when he had that showdown with the Nevi Habal and Har HaKarmel, and he brought korbanos there. So Chazal say that's shchut echutz, that he did shchita b'chutz. That's an isser really. And you can imagine this is a 1 on 950. Eliyahu was taking on hundreds and hundreds. He was a sole soldier. He was a lone soldier out there. But that, what that represents, that's exactly what Mincha is all about. Mincha is where a person feels like there's Nevi Yabal surrounding him, that there's dinin, that there's distractions, that it's not a place where a person can really focus, that he's in that outside world. But we say havizor betfilas mincha. That's the type of a place that a person needs to be extra careful. There's a special zrizus that a person should have in mincha, but try to be machavin as much as possible. That's why Eliyahu says, Havaya huhu elakim, Havaya huhu elakim. Havaya is this mind of clarity. It's behirus. That's what Havaya means. Elokim is a shame of din. What Eliyahu is saying, Bashas mincha, is that Havaya huhu elakim. That I'm taking this man of mincha, which is this man of dinim, and I'm saying about it, Havaya huhu elakim. There's no difference between shachris and mincha. That I can bring the Havaya of shachris, which is the mid of chesed, into this man mincha, which is this man of Elokim. That's what Eliyahu represents. What a person should strive for at least, and it's very hard after going through a workday and of eating to come into that island of mincha. Or you can even look at this, let's say a person is running a race, right? He's running a marathon and he starts to get very tired. So what do they have on these marathons? They have these stations where you stop and you grab a water. You know, you see those guys and when they're riding their bikes, they grab a water or they stop and take a drink. That's what mincha is. It's a zman during the day that Hashem planted, which is called an island of Kedusha, that a person can come there and he can fill her up. He can drink, he can get his koiches back, and he can continue on, whether he's davening mincha early or later. We don't have time to talk about these sugyas so much. But at least a person should strive for, amongst the bilbulim during the day of the work and other things which come up, tefillas mincha should be a time that if a person doesn't have the kavanah that he has by shachris, that he doesn't have the davening after the learning and the mikveh before and the tzedakah before and all the chachanas which he has for shachris, he still has a ha'ara from shachris, he should at least try to remember that shachris and tap into that shachris which he had. He should have some type of a shirayim, a roshim, which has been made. But the ikr is that a person should strive for a mincha, that it should be not, if he can't have a mincha which is filled with kavana, at least it should be a mincha where he doesn't have machshava zaros. That's what a person should strive for. Even if it's not going to have like the gval, the kavana, I'll at least have a mincha that I'm going to focus on blocking out all other kavanas. That's the main thing. That's called the gvuras of Yitzhak. The gvuras of Yitzhak means that I have the strength to be able to say to all the thoughts which surround me, all the confusion of the outside world, to say ad kan, not allowing them to come into my head, I'm going to say the words pashit. Even if I have to say the words pashit, without the kavanas and without the lev so much. That's the type of a tefillah which mincha should be. Let's say the Kutzker, by the way, he davened the very fast davening, because he said the ikr inyan of davening is not to have machshava zaros. He was afraid of machshav zaros because a tefillah is a karban, and the karban can't have any mumin. And machshav zaros means like a mumin in the davening. That's a mahalach that tzaddik can have. Very fast davening, so that there should be any machshav zaros whatsoever. And of course, they had lots of vikas with the osios at tefillah. We discussed that a little bit in the afternoon shir. But the main thing by them was that it should be what the Zohar calls by mincha, soulless lemincha. Soulless is like a very pure flower. Soulless lemincha means it should be very pure. That's a very important kavana that one can have, and lemaisa, tefillah lemaisa, is that mincha should be a time which is called soilus mincha, pure and free from machshava zaros. We find that tefillah by mincha is called a sicha. Vayetze Yitzhak lasuach basada. Sicha is a lesson of conversation. Like the Gemara brings the pasuk, eshboch lefan of sichi. So what that means, what that's telling us, why it's different than shachris, which is called vayamod. Amida sounds like a person is koveya makom l'tfilasa, that the Gemara says about shachris. Elokei Avraham, which is shachris be'ezro. Mincha is a man called eshboch lefanav sichi. Shvicha is where a person just pours everything out. Not that it's planned. Mincha is where a person finds himself like Eliyahu, he's surrounded all around. It's a man of confusion, a man of a lack of clarity. And a person pours his heart out to Hashem with just like he just throws himself at Hashem. That's called sicha. Eshbuch l'fan of sichi. Another idea of sicha is that it means conversation. Whereas by davening in the morning was a very planned out, thought through, and avoided shabalev, sicha means that it's a conversation. That if a person doesn't feel like he has such a big meichin, like it's like b'shachris, that he's wearing his talis and tefillin, sicha means to talk pashit talk to Hashem. More like the his photos, like Rabbi Menachem talks about, that's tefillas mincha. Because a person is basadeh, and he's talking to people. He's been talking to this person, that person, talking about the business. He's able to come to Hashem and he says to Hashem, I'm talking to you like a person because that's what I'm holding right now. That's also a very important mahalach to have. A person needs to know where he's holding and what type of meichin are expected of him there. It's not going to be like shacharis. Don't expect it to be like shacharis. We're not tzaddikim that we have a day called Malin Bakoidish. Tzaddikim, they wear talis and tefillin also by mincha. My Rebbe, talis and tefillin by mincha. Tefillin to Shemusha Rabba. Some tzaddikim are Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Because the whole day, they're being kovish the whole day. They're just plowing through the dinim. Dinim with dinim. Boom. I have my clay mulchama. I have my talis and my tefillin. I'm going to battle just like I did in shacharis time. I have the meichin for this. Of course, they have the humility also. They put a lot of sikh in there. But we're not holding by that. We're not holding by talis and tefillin and tefillin the entire day and Torah the entire day that we can do that, to have that type of a clarity. We have to know what's to be expected. By a tzaddik, he's koivish by shachris and he's koivish by mincha. That's why it's called keves echad baboyker ve'isa keves hasheni taseh bar ha'ayim. Keves is a lesson to be koivish. I'm koivish the dinim in the morning and I'm koivish, I conquer the dinim in the afternoon. Like v'chivshuha, the conqueror. A tzaddik is a conqueror. He's able to take things on, talis and tefillin every single day strong, all the way from shacharis to mincha. We're not holding by such madrigas. Not holding by such madrigas. That's why by a tzaddik, he's able to turn mincha into a shacharis. He's able to turn mincha into shacharis. I'll just say, this is more of like a maimer, I'll just say it for kitzer. Because the Gemara says, and the tzaddik can really say, that tefillas mincha, David HaMelech says, tikon tefillas yikitaris lefanecha, masas kapai mincha sarev. Mincha is called k'tayrus. The whole inyan of k'tayrus is to be mamtek dinim, the sweetened dinim. Since mincha is a shas din, so k'tayrus is a very important part of the mincha davening. We find by the k'tayrus that the pasuk says k'tayrus lefanecha baboker baboker. Why the double lashon boker? The teretz is because the tzaddik, he takes his shachris into mincha, that he's so attached to his tefillah shachris that it's such a chiz for him that mincha is just like we said before, he's malim bakodesh. That he's able to turn the Erev into a Boker. So that's why by Mincha, which is called Torahs, we find Ketorahs Lefanecha, Baboker, Baboker. There's two Bokers by a Tzaddik. There's the Boker of the morning, and there's the Boker of the afternoon. So according to that, Pshan the Gemara, which says, Havi Zohir Betfilas Mincha. Zohir is a Lashon Zohar Hachama. It's like it's shining. So whereas by the Pashat people, Havi Zohir means be careful. Be careful not to mess it up. That's what it means. Be careful not to mess it up. Don't allow Machshav Zohar to come into Mincha. Have that wall up. Make that choyma, that gvur de yitzhak, to protect that there should be any machshava zaros. By a tzaddik, heavy zahar means he should shine. That it should shine the tefillas mincha, just like shachris was shining. That there's two bokers by a tzaddik. That there's shachris which shines, and there's mincha which also shines. You find also this idea, by davening mincha, that a person, like we said before, vayetze yitzhak lasuach basadeh, that he's basadeh, that he's in the workplace, that's where he davens mincha. The Chazal say that where did he daven this tefillas mincha? By Maras HaMachpelah. Maras HaMachpelah. It's very interesting to note these two differences between shachris and mincha, whereas Avraham davened shachris at the Makom HaMikdash, and Yitzchak, according to one shita, davened his mincha by Maras HaMachpelah. And there's a lot to speak about this, what this means, the difference between the Makom HaMikdash and Maras HaMachpelah. According to some people, he also daven at the Makom HaMikdash, in which case there's no difference, but it's really Zelu Mazeh. It's really Eidu Ve'ilu Dev Lekim Chai. Whereas by Etzadik, his Shachros is in the Makom HaMikdash. Makom HaMikdash, you have Kohanim surrounding you, you're in the base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Kodeshim. It's very easy to have a Gevaldik Shachros when you have Torah surrounding you on both sides, and you have a Mikvah, and you're preparing for Shachros, and you have clarity of mind before Shachros, everybody's sleeping, and you're up. That's called in the Makom HaMikdash. And by a tzaddik, even his mincha is in the Makom HaMikdash. That's according to the Maan Damar, that even Yitzchak davened Makom HaMikdash. Yitzchak was such a person. He was a big tzaddik. He was connected to Yavin the entire time. And his mincha was also a baboyker, baboyker. But for us, that we go to work and we eat and we do all these things and it brings us down and we feel like we're very low. We have the Nevi Yobal surrounding us. We don't have the Kohanim surrounding us. So for us, we daven at Maras HaMachpelah. What's Maras HaMachpelah? Maras HaMachpelah is the place where Jew davens when he feels like he's being attacked all around. Take a look at Chevron today. You're attacked all around when you go to Maras HaMachpelah. That's how you feel. You don't feel, when you go to the Kohel Maravi, you feel like, oh, Chavas Hadas, Gevaldik Davening. Maras HaMachpelah, you're there, but you're worried over there. You're worried about the Arabs around there. That's what it is. You're afraid. The Klippas are all around you. That's what it means, Maras HaMachpelah. Where do we find the first person who daven explicitly in the Torah Maras HaMachpelah, besides for Yitzhak? The one that we know clarity without any question is Kalev. Kalev went to daven Maras HaMachpelah. What was Maras HaMachpelah then? He was in Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan was filled with klipos, filled with tumas, with the giants all around. They were in a big sakana when he went to daven there. He probably also davened mincha at that time. But what was Maras HaMachpelah for him? Maras HaMachpelah was his safe haven. It was his island that amongst an Eretz Canaan, which was filled with klipos and tumas all around him, Maras HaMachpelah was a place where he was able to find refuge and to daven and to connect to who? To Sarah Imenu there, which is the Zeichet HaKidas Yitzchak. That's where he connected himself to. Tamar Samach Pleila, which is that place where even if a person is surrounded by the klipas all around, he's able to at least be zahir. He couldn't probably concentrate there, but he did his best, and at least he was careful from that all the machshava zaras and all the influences of the meraglim who surrounded him, that they shouldn't have an effect on him. So this is the difference between tefillas shacharis, tefillas mincha, like we find also by Moshe Rabbeinu. V'eschan el Hashem v'eis ha'hileimor. That he was v'eschan el Hashem v'eis ha'hileimor. So the tzaddikim say, that there's going to be a time before Mashiach comes that the only thing that a person is able to do is leimor. It's just a talk. That's called ba'isahi. In the times before Mashiach comes, v'eschan el Hashem v'eisahi leimor. The person doesn't have the moichin in mincha time. He's just going to talk davening. That's called sicha. That's what mincha is expected of us. And especially in this generation, we're like mincha the entire, even our shacharis is a mincha. That there's so many bilbulim and we have so much, we don't know what it means to daven with kavana so much. That's what Rashi says. V'eschan el Hashem v'eisahi leimor, Hashem Elokim. What is Hashem Elokim? Rashi says, Rachamim b'din. The mincha is a shas din, but our avoda is Rachamim b'din, to bring out that Rachamim within the din. And again, it doesn't take, we're not tzaddikim, but if we can have at least a certain clarity, like the Rishiner says, Ki atah shomea tfilas kol peh, that even if we daven without any lev, and it's kol peh, it's completely in the peh, you hear those tfilas too, and that's really shas mincha. Shas mincha is a time where a person needs to know what's expected of him. His lev, he has to try to bring it out as much as he can, to do tshuva before. We're not trying to give any excuses for people. But even if it comes out that it's called a tfilas kol peh, that it's only in the mouth, a Jew needs to know, like Rabbi Nachman says many times, that every davening which a Jew davening, even if it's completely bepeh and not believe at all, it's ohu benachman and it's kabel lifnei kodesh baruch hu, we should be zeicha, to try to take mincha seriously, have yizor b'tfilas mincha, that it should shine. But to know what it means for us in that day, that a person is surrounded by all the things of the day, that a person needs to know that mincha is that place, that it's a safe haven, that it's mechadesh his tefillah shachar, it gives him his chachas in his day. And we'll speak about tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, how that connects tomorrow, Mitzvah Min HaTorah, to coming home and some type of routine at night, Mitzvah Hashem. Have a good day.